You're listening to Audio Culture on 95BFM.
Thanks to Audio Culture, Iwi Waiata, the Noisy Library of New Zealand Music. Go to audioculture.co.nz.
Welcome, Gareth Shute, repping Audio Culture this evening.
Kia ora.
And we've just hit 50 years of hip-hop. We're celebrating a birthday here.
Yeah, it's a weird birthday because it's like an overseas thing where they decided to pick a date so they could celebrate hip-hop, really. Mm-hmm. But the date they chose was when Kool Herc first played this certain party where he like cut a certain part of a record into a loop and DJ'd a bit over the mic, and they know the exact date of that, you know, mm-hmm. party he did, so they thought, oh, let's choose that as a start date. Obviously, yes. Like, immediately everyone was like, what the hell are you talking about? There's no start to, like, hip-hop. He wasn't rapping. And if you're going to go back to, like, this Jamaican DJ in New York, you may as well go all the way back to, like, Jamaican toasters and stuff before that. But that's the date they chose, 73, so I was inspired to think, oh, well, I've got the hip-hop timeline on Audio Culture, and I started it in 83 randomly, which so I'm equally randomly going to say this is our 40 years of New Zealand hip-hop, even though the first thing on the timeline is a radio show, not even music.
Yes. Now, I talked to DJ TP because he did the podcast with, goodness me, it was the deep history of hip-hop in Aotearoa.
Yeah, Man and Pepero and DJ Severe.
Did
the podcast that's on like Rover still, if you want to go deep into old hip-hop.
It is a great podcast, and also like a really interesting time with DJ TP in Wellington.
Yeah, I mean, it was this time when he'd get records that no one else could hear and stuff, so everyone would just be taping his radio show on Radioactive down there, and you know, if you went to Manners Mall, people would be breakdancing to this mixtape, even though it still had some of it was recorded off American radio. So even though he was playing it on Radioactive, it still had the stings from like American radio and stuff. Like, there's no way to get all the like recordings. Mm-hmm. And the big thing really was breakdancing more than hip hop music originally. Like, people would breakdance to like electro and other stuff. And the weird thing in New Zealand was we called it bopping, which was actually one of the moves was popping, when you like flick your wrist or whatever and make those sort of snapping electric movements. But as it came through American Samoa, people didn't understand the pronunciation, so instead of popping it became bopping, and so in New Zealand everyone called it bopping. So it had this weird derivation, so we're already like behind the lingo, behind the music. And it wasn't till like 87 when Up Up Posse finally did a record that we had our homegrown hip-hop, and that was just because we didn't have the technology here. You know, they had a manager, George Hubbard, who had a drum machine and a sampler, and so that's how they were able to start. But all the other people were just doing raps off records and stuff, and things like the BFM compilation AK89, you know, you couldn't re-release that because it's all just records people have got, and they're rapping over them samples without any
clearance. It's just, you know, I mean, I guess if you listen to any early hip-hop right throughout the 80s, it's basically you recognize everything, you know. It's pretty it's pretty blatant, you know, like use of,
well, it's crazy it took so long to clear the De La Soul catalog that it's only just gone on Spotify now. Mm-hmm. Like, there was so many samples, it was just
2023,
like, yeah, you know? Crazy 90s album.
Yeah,
but I thought I'd start, I just wanted to dig a little deeper, sort of a little bit from a personal perspective of where, like, I lived in Singapore in the 80s, and so I hung out with these American kids and got into breakdance and hip-hop through that. Mm-hmm. And I came back and I heard Up Up Posse and I was amazed, and I followed New Zealand hip-hop, but it was still kind of like, wow, this is pretty far behind. Like, it sounded pretty archaic, even though the like lyrical references were so amazing that it blew me away with Up Up Posse. So I think I thought I'd play the first act that made me think, oh my God, New Zealand hip hop could be world class, was this Urban Disturbance track. In fact, this whole album, when it came out, you know, it had like Sunny Sagala on it, and it had Damn Native on it, and Zane Lowe was the beat maker. and he actually finally got access to a bit of production machinery. And so I think this kind of sounds real world class, and I think it sort of sounds current as well because it's a real jazz time, sort of that lyricist lounge, so the lyrics are real funny and you can hear the Kiwi accents and they're real slick, but then it's got that jazzy kind of sample thing. It was released through Deep Grooves though, which is this label where they did no clearances or samples, so you pretty much can't find it. So I brought along the MP3. Well, actually, there is a video of this song, Robert Jane, on YouTube because I found it on a VHS and I took it. I used to work at the library and they had an old VHS player and I used the VHS player to sample it onto digital and put it up on YouTube. Wow. So you can watch the video of the song.
Excellent.
But check it out.
Let's hear it.
About 2 inches, the hollow-winded friend makes a visit, delivers precision, precise flights to true believers. Now we're leaving, unbuckled, inspiration has arrived, sidetracks until my words fall in my lap. 10-dimensional focus to lopets, ingredients help graze horn tracks, antidotes for the highly strung, convert to relax. How you feel on this occasion is determined by 5 minutes of preempted social interaction with learned friends. A person's best friend is portable. Robert's qualities are audible and well affordable. Lacking effect results in the natural raw feel. So let the earth provide inspiration for kids on 7-inch steels. 808 booms loom to titanic proportions and approach with no caution, but are crushed by the mix. At least one engineer understands clear the importance of a low bottom end on this Robert Jane recording. Elongated shapes of paper lighted extremities, I really consider them remedies. Detrimental to your dentures, get the wiggles. Plain and simpleton, buckets and bins of bargains. Please restock rhetorical raps, sulfuric drips onto vinyl finally. Robert James, my man, steadily becoming a cult status. Mr. Boss, man, a miracle, millions of madness. Syrup 1 foot in the stirrup to hype but no vertigo. Convert the flow, 40 below freezing. To cold, hold a fruit to gold, and now shine both undergrowth in containers. Balance on a razor, making ribbons. Non-acoustic boot kicks, selected by most clicks. Quick to grace debates, conference collusion, consequential delusions of delusions. Dissolved, solved, revolving circles of self-made mist. How loop does the whole 22 catches matches the color of burnt batches of cookie like MCs? And look at that smoke.
Urban Disturbance, Robert Jane, as selected by Gareth Shute, repping Audio Culture. We're discussing his article, Hip Hop Aotearoa Timeline, which is up on Audio Culture. Is there a bit of info on them? You know, there's plenty of bands that are sort of lost in the midst of time if their catalogue's not being cleared and they're just sitting out there, you know, hanging out.
I mean, I had trouble. Their DJ, Rob Salmon, was still around, so I could get in contact with him because I wrote a piece on Audio Culture about Urban Disturbance. And he put me in touch with Ollie, who's the other rapper. People were kind of a little bit like, oh, these white guys doing rap or whatever. It was still that kind of era. But actually their DJ was Nguyen, Rob Salmon's partner Nguyen, and he came from Mount Abbott Grammar and stuff. So they weren't as white as they seemed all along anyway. But the main problem was, of course, their lead rapper and beatmaker was Zane Lowe, who went on after that. He made the Damn Native album, which has also got amazing beats and great lyrics by Danny. But then he was a VJ on well, Max TV here first, but then he went over and was a VJ on MTV Europe, and his career blew up. And
he's
now
one of
like
he's like basically one of our biggest music exports, right? He's like Apple.
Yeah, he does his Apple show, but then he still makes beats. He made beats for Tiny Temper and Sam Scott. What's that singer? I don't know. He's done a bunch of big UK songs. Mm-hmm. So he's actually like really successful producer as well, even though he took sort of 10 years off. Mm-hmm. But yeah, when I wanted to write about Urban Disturbance, there was no way I was he wasn't giving me his number or whatever. I had to say to Rob Salmon, can you just get him to check this? And it's like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
That was pretty good.
Yeah. Nice. Provided one bit of feedback.
Like, now what's next? What is next in the history of hip-hop in Aotearoa, Garrowshoot?
Well, I mean, I guess I'm hitting a lot of the 90s because I feel like that was when local hip-hop really came into its own. Mm. And the other big force was the whole thing happening in South Auckland and in the city, because there were clubs like Cours Célèbres and stuff where Polynesian and Pākehā kids would hang out. And so the big force behind that was Phil Fui Amana, who came up through the church and had his own sort of groups like House Party and stuff. And then this producer from the 80s came over there and started making beats with them. That led to the Proud compilation.
I still need to get a copy of that on vinyl.
It got reissued,
right? Not too long
ago. Yeah, yeah. So Proud just came out on vinyl, and that's got all the early OMC and early Ermin and stuff.
I need to get one. Thanks for reminding me.
But yeah, so that was a real sort of pivotal moment. You know, Proud toured the country and stuff, but it was pretty wild. Like all these kids from South Auckland who'd never left Auckland before, and like one guy died jumping off a bridge, like just doing a dive. And there were all sorts of like
crazy stories.
Fufuimana was a bit older, and so he tried to run it, but he like found some of them like shoplifting or whatever, and then he'd have to go and apologize and say, "Oh, we've got to go to the next town," and it's like total like full on crazy thing at the time, and people were so doubtful of hip hop. But out of that came, you know, Sisters Underground and obviously OMC, who had that huge hit in America. But I sort of wanted to look just after that, which is Phil Fuimana went on, and he was like, I want to do true South Auckland music, not with a Pākehā producer. And so he did this Pioneers of the Polynesian Frontier album, which is when Lost Tribe came through. And I think it's just like a cool sort of sign of what Lost Tribe were like. They were just such a cool band. Like I remember seeing them at Shadows here or whatever, and like no one was there, but they're like Johnny Sagala, Sonny's brother, was like a real charismatic guy, and he like did the Running Man and stuff, and just went crazy anyway, even though there was an audience of about 20 people. But yeah, I think this is another one where it was like, oh wow, New Zealand hip hop could be pretty amazing. And obviously the other thing about Lost Tribe is that's where Brother D first started rapping, and he went on to start doing Raid the Label and stuff. So he's the second rapper on this track.
Let's hear it. Five Bunga.
With hard visions, not poor perception, place to fall. People take time to enhance minds. Who knows who's blind by? Lay before twin conco, carry the glove to levels like OP pebbles for people beings like Pacific and cousins to cross with cooperation. This is how we operate.
Now, Lost Tribe mission to cause a revolution and coup for all them lost souls to embrace the truth. Camouflaged by liars, visions of desire, deja vu, Samson and Delilah. Now, who that cast the first stone? Double check your own home. Remember, all for the cyclone. Mission may cause many conflicts, but I won't stop until the day I died and I rested.
This is how we operate, vibe, UNGA, up ways, operation, lost tribe style. This is how we operate, vibe, UNGA, up ways, operation, lost tribe style. This is how we operate, vibe, UNGA, up ways, operation, lost tribe style. This is how we operate, vibe, UNGA, up ways, operation, lost tribe style.
No mission is impossible without the Gentiles' gospel spread out like 12 apostles, or those snakes need to dwell amongst the children of modern Israel. Five initiate the epsilon of the six, strengthens the faith, no longer exist in the worldly realm of the system. We digging in creators, well, our wisdom spark the summer sun, bring light too dark in the winter. Unlock the cell of thought for beginner to omega, check the past. You can't forecast the coming of the savior, cause it's rough for demonic behalf. Disobeyers, I won't be forgetting, regretting. Left, right, the sipping. Armed with armor for the getting, the getting. Armed with armor for the getting, the getting. Armed with armor for the getting, the getting.
This is how we operate, 5-E-U-N-G-A, the ways operation lost tribes there. This is how we operate, 5-E-U-N-G-A, the ways operation lost tribes there. This is how we operate, 5-E-U-N-G-A, the ways operation lost tribes there. This is how we operate, 5-E-U-N-G-A, the ways operation lost tribes there.
To Ptolemy, hey, hey, ho, cause I never thought it'll be all real. Me, myself, and I, yes, how you feel? Cool, nice, and now it's okay. How do you do? Because I feel this way. Get ready now, hip, hip, hooray. I'm a brown color and I look so fine, okay. I'm obtaining, it's beautiful every day. But in my area, the self, okay. In the papa two toes anyway. In the steel of the night, not to go around, look for a fight. And the nose was come down from the punch. It connects and you fall to the ground, you fall to the ground.
This is how we operate, 5-E-U-N-G-A, the ways operation lost tribes there. This is how we operate, 5-E-U-N-G-A, the ways operation lost tribes there. This is how we operate, 5-E-U-N-G-A, the ways operation lost tribes there. This is how we operate, 5-E-U-N-G-A, the ways operation lost tribes there.
Holy smokes, Gareth, what a tune. Lost Tribe.
Yeah, lost track by Lost Tribe. Yeah, that one also kind of got lost in the mist of time. You can find their song Summer in the Winter up on YouTube, but that one's not available. Andy from Dawn Raid always says he's going to re-release it. But
you're saying, so that's 97-ish?
Yeah.
Did that come out on CD or something at the time?
Yeah, Pioneers was like a compilation, so each of the artists on it had like three tracks each, mm-hmm. and they did a split ends cover, weirdly, like one step ahead. There was like a, you can look that up as well. That's DeHamo and Moisner and the other people, aka Brown, that were on that, DeHamo. But the thing that happened was at BMG at the time, they were real pro hip hop because this guy Kirk Harding was working there, who'd also signed Super Groove and stuff, mm-hmm. And he hired to work under him to help him with A&R, DJ Severe. So they had this real strong backing at BMG. And within about a month of each other, Kirk and DJ Severe both quit. Severe went on to promoting and did the Hip Hop Summit and, you know, ran My FM and a million other things.
Yes.
Editor of Rip It Up and so on and so on. Helped create the hip hop scene as we know it. And Kirk Harding went to America and just became a real big wig in America, which is how Mariko had like one of the Wu-Tang on his album, and mm-hmm. Savage did a song with some American artists and so on and so forth, like Moonshine.
Kirk used to do Totally Wired, or you know, the new
music
show.
Yeah, he used to have a show up here and stuff.
He's one of Jin's brothers. For Jin from today's Tuesday 1-4.
Wow.
Their relations, so.
Crazy.
Yeah, it's a small world.
Yeah, he does like Burna Boy now. So
yes, it's his biggest.
Yeah, and he did The Weeknd, which is, not The Weeknd, The Neighborhood, which is the band that Justin Pulbrough from LMNOP made mm-hmm. heaps of money on. They're like a top 10 US act.
Mm-hmm.
Not hip hop, actually, more like guitar music. Anyway, I got way off track.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's the whole Pioneers of the Polynesian Frontier album sort of peaked and had the few hits, and then it faded away, and Lost Tribe never got to do an album. Brother D from Lost Tribe went on to start Dawn Raid. But the last track to sort of finish off this audio culture dive back into my timeline that I did on New Zealand hip hop, I wanted to talk about Ehrman because he passed away recently at 48 years old or something.
So
pretty young.
Yeah,
so he was, he's got a page on audio culture as well. Martin did it and it's updated, so it's a pretty cool page. But Ehrman started right from the beginning of like OMC. He was a member of the Otara Millionaires Club, and he used to play even from the start with this massive machete on stage dressed in a lava lava. So he was like proud of his Polynesian heritage, but pretty gangster, which kind of didn't help his music career. Also, being on Deep Grooves, who made a million mistakes and all their catalogue is nowhere to be found anymore. The worst mistake Deep Grooves made, of course, was Hip Hop Holiday by Three the Hard Way, where they redid the chorus. They replayed it of the 10cc song, and then they got a letter from the lawyer saying you've got 6 months to like clear up how you're going to do the splits on this.
Yes.
And Kay Massey from Deep Grooves just never wrote back. And so they just took all the money, and this song that went to like top five in Australia and New Zealand or whatever, all the royalties went to nowhere.
Yeah.
But we're talking about Ehrman, and the one reason I picked this as well was Submariner. Andy Morden was the producer, and this is like part of like a, just before he did his great trilogy, I guess, which started the basis of New Zealand hip hop, really. He did the first Shea Fu album, he did the King Kapisi album, and then he did the Feel Style album, which are just three amazing kind of linchpins of just showing what New Zealand hip hop could be, and just finally took it over the edge where it wasn't just me saying, oh my God, New Zealand hip hop could be something. This one has the Andy Morden working up, but it also has Feel Style doing the chorus in Samoan, which is a new thing as well for me. And I just think Samoan sounds amazing when all the alliteration with all those guttural stops and like the vowels and stuff. I mean, the Feel Style album has got a lot more advanced production because it's 5 years later. And this one has Ehrman's like very gangster sort of straightforward hip hop style, but in appreciation of everything Ehrman did, good or bad over the years, in the end he was a very positive force. And so yeah, I hope people, this inspires people to go back onto audio culture and look up the hip hop timeline and read the Ehrman page and celebrate our own 40 years of hip hop, even though once again that birth date is a bit of a stretch.
Awesome. Hey Gareth Shute, thank you very much. Hip Hop Aotearoa Timeline up on Audio Culture. People, here we go.
Be blind before she slips through my evening shade. Ask love if he's the king, then take me back like Sade. Cause if I could, I'd put my heart on an arrow. Pull back the strings, cause I know she's got the fire. Cupid has retired and quickly left the building. A strong foundation can withhold any given storm, bringing concrete days like a greenness. Field star, avatar, bring back the chorus. The brothers who be down but never out. The walls be coming down. The walls of sin, the walls of hate, the walls of steel. But hold up, you better watch out. She might be the devil blowing the kiss that breaks the heart. I'm not the first, but many of my brothers have been here. Broken dreams have come to stay. I find it hard cause I can't understand what's going on. My brothers notice this, so they get me on the piss. I take to the freed and I kill the six pack. I try to stand up, but then my feelings keep fighting back. Brick by brick, I'll be covered in pain. Blood like
black tears be coming from the eyes, making me blind. No need to see the love breaks all the barriers. And if not that, well then I guess you're like that one. You're trying to be hard, but then who can you fool? You're nothing to prove, so be the man for the day and let the games begin. Cause all the brothers know that love comes and love goes. She comes like a silent storm, the ultimate experience, taking me beyond the boundaries of peace and happiness. Giving up my life would mean I had to have ya. I could do anything just to have ya for a day. Being like, if my love's a crime, I pray to God, lock me up and lock me down, wash away my pain. Cause all my brothers know, if she breaks the heart, I'd be broken hearted. My life be caving in before she even came. That's a shame, but now she's gone, I guess I'm back where I'm started. The alcohol criminal, hanging out with my boys, victims of love. I be the king, king of the fools. Now I know, love is the enemy. Now get out my door, I will never, never, never will I ever fall in love, never again. My world has come to an end, but be remember that when your luck come, it might even be true.
Nobody's ever broken walls or steel before.
Audio Culture on 95BFM.
Thanks to Audio Culture, Iwi Waiata, the Noisy Library of New Zealand Music. Go to audioculture.co.nz.
It's just fascination.